You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
1 week closer to training camp. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse for this week's Mailbag. And let's get started with a question about the Ring of Fame. And those Ring of Famers, of course, displayed all around in here, from Lester Gordon. Who is likely to be the next player in the Ring of Fame? Well, with no players going in this year, I think it's pretty obvious who it's going to be next year. It's Champ Bailey, number 24, arguably the greatest cornerback in Broncos history, right there with Louis Wright. I think Champ Bailey probably gets the nod there. And it could be a big year for Champ Bailey, not only Ring of Fame eligible, but Hall of Fame eligible. I think he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. If that happens next year, he'll have two big honors in 1 year, the Ring of Fame and the Hall of Fame. Champ Bailey, you can't write Broncos history without him. He's one of the handful of truly elite players in Broncos history. And next year, I think he'll be the next player in the Broncos Ring of Fame. We talked about the schedule last week. Another question similar to that this week from Kendra Anderson. How important is a fast start this year, given the Broncos, again, have half their home games in the first 6 weeks? Well, it's crucial. And look, last year you could say the Broncos started fast before the bye. They were 3-1. But I looked at the first five games as a collective because there were four home games in that stretch. And I remember when they went to the bye at 3-1, I thought, great, but you got to get to 4-1 and beat the Giants. The Broncos didn't do that, and it started the slide that lasted all the way until December. It's kind of similar this year. You do have four home games in the first 6 weeks, which is six games because there is no bye. But that last home game is against the tough Los Angeles Rams. So I look kind of at the first five games as well, three home, two on the road, and I think the Broncos need to go 4-1 in those, because starting with that Rams game, the schedule gets really tough. After the home game against the Rams, five of the next seven are on the road, something we talked about last week. So without a 4-1 start, I think the Broncos could be on some shaky ground. But with a 4-1 start, they could conceivably go, say, 3-5. Not great, but not bad. Or if they go 4-4, let's say you go 4-1 to start, 4-4 in that tough eight-game stretch, then all of a sudden you're in good shape for the playoffs, 8-5 with three games left, two of them at home. I think the Broncos would be pretty happy if they were sitting at 8-5 after those first 13 games, including that tough stretch in the middle. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver and listen to me, Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater, Monday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760. Take care and have a happy Independence Day.